Jack, how many times have you conducted that particular medley, do you think?
Quite a few.
Quite a few. For those of you that are not aware, we are celebrating quite an anniversary this evening. Jack is celebrating his 30th year now conducting the Findlay Civic Band. 30 years. And Jack, if you'll indulge us here for just one moment, we've got a couple of folks who would like to say a few words. First of all, I'd like to introduce University of Findlay President Dr. Catherine Fell.
You're very nervous, aren't you, Jack? You know I love you. But let me give you just a little history of the famous Jack Taylor in Findlay, Ohio. Professor of Music at the University of Findlay, Jack has directed now for four decades University of Findlay students and members of the Findlay community through dozens of concerts, productions, and recitals each year of those decades. Originally from the Philadelphia area, Jack came to the Findlay community in 1980, fresh out of grad school at Yale, to be a part of the university's fledgling, brand new music program. Throughout his involvement with the music program at the university and within the community, Jack has worked to bring the two groups together. When he arrived at UF, Findlay College, there were only seven students in the concert band and jazz ensemble. To fill out chairs, Jack welcomed community volunteers to perform with the bands. This tradition continues today. Our students benefit from playing alongside and learning from community musicians. Jack has been instrumental in the growth of the performing arts at the university and in the community, it's clear. It's because of Jack that the university's music program includes two concert bands, a jazz band, and our marching Oiler brass. He has also been involved with this wonderful summer concert series, the Riverside Park Summer Concert Series, for more than 30 years. He's also served as director of the Findlay Civic Concert Band and the Flag City USA. What a legacy. Under his direction, the UF and Findlay community bands have performed throughout the United States and in seven other countries. As a performer, Jack himself is a jazz saxophonist, woodwind specialist, and keyboardist. He has appeared or recorded with artists including Glenn Campbell, Ray Charles, Rosemary Clooney, Bill Evans, Crystal Dale, Dizzy Gillespie, Manhattan Transfer, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, The Temptations, Clark Terry, the Toledo Jazz Orchestra, the Toledo Symphony, Bobby Vinton, and many others. As a composer and arranger, Taylor's music appears in the libraries of school bands and professional ensembles throughout the world. He has arranged music for the Oiler Brass Marching Band, and UF ensembles regularly perform his works. So, thank you. We're proud of you. Glad you came our way, Jack. Festivities, I'd like now to introduce Mr. Brian Witta. Brian is in his eighth season with the Civic Band playing bass trombone. We're not fishing. Sorry. Bass trombone. A realtor here in Findlay, Brian is a member of the University of Findlay Symphonic Band under Jack Taylor's direction, of course. Please welcome Brian Witta.
To be fair, Dr. Fell, sometimes we are fishing for notes in the back row, so you might have had that right. Jack, we had some conversation during rehearsal. I know it'll surprise you that there was somebody talking during rehearsal. And it was actually productive. When we realized, when you told us that it was your 30th anniversary, we thought, well, this is a great occasion. We'd like to recognize you for three decades of leadership with our group. Most importantly, for caring about us. We know you love us. We certainly love you, and we appreciate everything that you do throughout the community, not just to support an all-volunteer band of this size, but to support music in the lives of students in our community, which is completely invaluable. So what I have to give you, if you'd like to join me over here, we have a proclamation from the Ohio Senate. honoring you on your 30 years of service. And we debated about doing this before the program because we don't want to make it tough to get through the rest. But Senator McCauley was very happy to recognize you, to commend you. And this commendation is signed by Senator Larry Obhoff, who's president of the Ohio Senate, and Senator Rob McCauley from District 1. We're actually not done yet. There's one more piece to this. We had asked Mayor Mihalik if she could come today. She was unable to join us, so we would like to invite our interim mayor for the day, Council President Ron Monday, who has an additional proclamation from the City of Findlay.
It's a pleasure and a privilege for me to be here tonight, and Mayor Mihalik regrets that she couldn't be here. She would like to have been here. She had other commitments, but I'd like to read a proclamation on behalf of her. And it's as follows, from Mayor Lydia Mihalik, Findlay, Ohio. Whereas the summer of 1988 was the year Jack Taylor took over as third conductor of the Findlay Civic Concert Band. Ralph Schell and Cliff Heights Sr. were his predecessors. Of these three men, Jack will have held this position the longest at 30 years. And whereas Jack arrived in Findlay in the fall of 1980 and was asked to be the assistant director of the Findlay Civic Concert Band. Cliff Heights Sr. was the conductor at the time. Jack formed the Findlay Civic Jazz and Cliff, and he shared the concerts at the park beginning in the summer of 1981. At that time, there were only three concerts in July, and Civic Jazz would play a few tunes in the middle of the Civic Band's concert. Soon after Jack took over as director to the Findlay Civic Concert Band, the band applied and was accepted to play in an international music festival in Sydney, Australia. In order to achieve that goal, Jack formed the Flag City USA Civic Concert Band, a traveling arm of the Findlay Civic Concert Band, and they performed at the Sydney Opera House in July 1992. That group represented Findlay, Ohio, for a total of three international trips over the years. And whereas Jack composed Flag City March, which became Findlay's official march, by Mayor's proclamation on July 2, 1997. And whereas Jack, with the help of a few other Civic Band members, has recently endowed a scholarship in the Findlay Civic Concert Band's name to help student musicians attending the University of Findlay. And whereas Jack has dedicated his life to music, and the Riverside Band Shell Summer Concert Series has been a big part of that. Every year there are standing ovations for their performances, with audience reaching upwards to 1,000 spectators on a Wednesday evening. It is pretty amazing all the lives that civic bands have touched over the years. And whereas Jack is currently in his 38th year at the University of Findlay, besides the Wind Ensemble, Symphonic Band, and Jazz Ensemble, he founded the Marching Oiler Brass in 1997, and served as director for 15 years. In addition to conducting at the university, he is a classroom teacher, a composer, an arranger, and a professional musician. As a freelance performing and recording artist, he has worked with many jazz and pop music icons and has led several of his own groups. Now, therefore, I, Lydia L. Mihalik, Mayor of the City of Findlay, Ohio, do proclaim July 11, 2018, as Jack M. Taylor Day in Findlay, invite all in commending him for his 30 years of commitment to the Findlay Civic Concert Band, in witness whereof I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Findlay to be affixed to this 11th day, to be affixed this 11th day of July 2018. It's signed by the Honorable Lydia L. Mihalik, Mayor of the City of Findlay.
Oh my, I have no idea what to say, and if you know me, that's not a very common thing. But thank you, Dr. Fell. Thank you, Hancock Park District. Thank you, Tim Brueggemann, my dear friend, who was one of the ones who recruited me. Down here it says Alan Dudley Memorial Bandshell. It says Dick Doherty Plaza. These are names that are revered in this community, but those were personal friends. Alan Dudley recruited me to direct this band some 30 years ago, and I played in his weekend group. We played dance gigs at Moonlighters. Alan was a great pianist working for the Courier. Dick Doherty was the voice of jazz on WFIN radio and a great jazz drummer, and we played together over the years. So I'm saying this to make the point that we do come from near Philadelphia, but for anyone who would ask me where I'm from, I most definitely will tell them that Findlay, Ohio is my home. And I thank you. And I thank you for making my family and I so welcome. Thank you so much.
That's quite a list of accomplishments, but do you have a fallback career in case the music thing doesn't work out? And now we've got a show for you. Our soloist tonight is Allie Morey. Allie is a 2018 graduate of the University of Findlay, four-year music scholarship student, and winner of the 2017-2018 University of Findlay Concerto Competition. She is also the winner of this year's Findlay Civic Band Scholarship that was just mentioned earlier. That's the award that was funded by members of the Findlay Civic Band. And aside from the monetary prize that comes with that, the Findlay Civic Band Scholarship comes with an invitation to solo with the Civic Band, so here we are. Allie comes to us from Marietta, Ohio. She was a 2014 graduate of Warren High School, where she was valedictorian of her class and a standout music student. After her recent graduation from the University of Findlay, her next stop will be Glendale, Arizona. She'll begin studying at the Midwestern University College of Veterinary Medicine, working toward her doctorate in veterinary medicine. Tonight, Allie will perform a challenging and entertaining piece that she played with the University of Findlay Wind Ensemble in December of 2017. The work is entitled Xylophonia. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to our distinguished young soloist this evening, Ms. Allie Morey. She swings a mean mallet. For tonight's concert, Jack and the band celebrate the birth of our nation with a concert of patriotic American music and a program we're calling Happy Birthday, America. We begin our salute to the greatest nation in the world with a piece by Joseph Wilcox Jenkins entitled American Overture for Band. It's a piece written for the United States Army Field Band, and some of you may remember a performance by that group here in Findlay last fall at the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts. In fact, they played this piece in that concert. So you've got a lot to live up to. Jenkins, the composer, was born and raised in eastern Pennsylvania, graduated from the Philadelphia Music Conservatory and the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. He served in the U.S. Army during the Korean conflict and wrote this piece while performing in the group. He would later chair the music department at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. And the band is anxious to share this challenging work with you now, so here is the Findlay Civic Band with conductor Jack Taylor in Jenkins' American Overture for Band. Thank you.
If you listen carefully during this next piece, you're going to hear lots of snippets, lots of quotes, if you will, from the national anthem. David Gorham offers his impressions of the Star Spangled Banner in this rhythmic and contemporary setting for band. Now, we all know that the lyrics to our national anthem were written by Francis Scott Key, lawyer and amateur poet, after the bombings of Fort McHenry during the War of 1812. Did you know the music comes from a man named John Stafford Smith, a British composer, as it turns out, which is kind of ironic. I think he originally called it like the Anthropophagic Song or something like that, and nothing says know. America like that. So, much better to be renamed. The Star Spangled Banner was recognized by the United States Navy in 1889 for official use, and by congressional resolution was declared our official national anthem on March 3rd, 1931. President Herbert Hoover signed the resolution. Some will complain that it is too difficult to sing and that you can't march to it because it's in three-quarter time, but to most of us it will bring a tear to the eye every time it's heard. We celebrate our national anthem tonight with this interesting new piece by David Gorham. Here's The Banner Yet Waves.
Thank you.
If you are doing a concert of patriotic American music, you've got to do a Sousa March. And tonight, this one, the year was 1889. Sousa was what? You want to do this? Sousa was known around the world as director of the United States Marine Band based in Washington, D.C. Sousa was approached by the owners of the Washington Post. They asked if he would create a march for an essay contest awards ceremony. Sousa agreed to the project and wrote a march that would become one of his most famous and enduring. Music experts claim that the Washington Post march is one of Sousa's most elegant and melodic pieces, particularly the trio. The name of the winner of that essay contest in 1889 is lost to history, but the music that the crowd heard that day endures. Here's Jack and the Band with an immortal march by John Philip Sousa, the Washington Post March. Certainly blessed in our community with some extraordinary musical talent. Music students in the Findlay schools make us proud each year with their award-winning performances around the country and around the world. Many go on to careers in music education and in performance and have done very well. As for musicians in the community, it's been said that our own Findlay Civic Band is one of the very finest community bands in all the Buckeye State, if not the nation. We absolutely go ahead and clap for that. All except for this guy right here. Don't make fun of me, I'll get back at you. We're thrilled this evening to feature one of the very special members of our trumpet section as he comes front and center to conduct one of his own compositions for you. We can think of no better way to celebrate Jack Taylor's 30th anniversary than kicking him off the podium. Patrick Northcraft is a native of Irwin, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh. This Pennsylvania thing seems to be a recurring theme. Is there something to that, Jack? Patrick moved to Findlay last spring to begin his career at Marathon Petroleum as an IT systems integrator. He is a graduate of the University of Toledo, having double majored in finance and information systems. He also earned a minor in music from UT. He's been a member of the Toledo Glassmen Drum and Bugle Corps and has played in a number of community bands over the years and has won awards for his compositions and arrangements. We feature Patrick now with his own arrangement of many familiar American patriotic melodies, a piece that he calls Victory of Patriotism. Would you please welcome to the podium our gifted civic band trumpeter, composer, arranger, and new member of our community, Patrick Northcraft. Northcraft. So our concert this evening has kind of turned into a study of not just the Star Spangled Banner, but also some other works that have dealt that other works that have been used from time to time as our national melody. There has been talk in recent years that maybe we should consider changing to a new official American melody. Some suggest God Bless America by Irving Berlin. Many would argue that this next piece would be a good one to consider as well. It is indeed one of the most powerful and inspiring pieces of patriotic American music in the catalog. A New Jersey-born composer named Samuel Ward created the music in 1882, and it was published along with the lyrics of Catherine Lee Bates in 1910. If you are a regular at the Riverside Summer Concert Series, you heard a rendition of this song earlier in June with Night Jazz and the chorus of St. Andrew's Church. But you can never hear it too many times. You never grow tired of hearing this great song. So here is the Findlay Civic Band with our interpretation of Samuel Ward's immortal America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
There are many wonderful traditions here in Findlay, and this is one of them. Each year for the past 67 years, community musicians have gathered to create a community band, and each year the citizens of Findlay, Hancock County, and Northwest Ohio come here to Riverside Park to tap their toes and clap their hands to some great band music. Each year we do a concert of patriotic music in celebration of the 4th of July, and each year we end our concert the same way. Here comes the official march of the United States of America, as signed into law in 1987 by President Ronald Reagan. We send you on your way whistling the Immortal March by John Philip Sousa, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Gentlemen, Jack Taylor and the Findlay Civic Concert Band. Thank you very much for coming tonight. We'll see you back here again next week. Please drive safely and good night.